Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Rhinelander and Oneida County are in talks about some modifications to the current agreement involving city police dispatch and other services. Alderperson George Kirby brought it up this week, saying he wasn't fully informed on potential changes to the agreement and wanted to know what was going on. City Administrator Daniel Guild and Mayor Chris Fredrickson said they've been talking with the county. Guild outlined what the county is asking.
First was they wanted the city to pay $15,000 approximately, the cost of the dispatch center. Second, they wanted a commitment from the city about participation in the drug unit. And then they wanted some modifications to the agreement that currently exists regarding paramedic participation in the SRT team.
SRT is a sheriff's department special response team. Gill told Kirby there wasn't anything specific to give the council, as both groups were still exchanging ideas. Fire Chief Terry Williams was involved in the meeting and outlines discussions about a city-county joint effort in the emergency situation.
The liability of medics performing care not under Rhinelander Fire Department command. They would be at that point under SRT command. It was questions asked back and forth. And I took away from the meeting that it was going to be a research project as to what some of the other departments and SRT teams around the state do.
Sheriff Grady Hartman says they're installing a new dispatch center at the law enforcement center in 2020 and would like the city to pay for one dispatch pod. He says the cost of that pod came down to about $15,000. He says he would also like to get two firefighters back on the special response team. And Jamie Kloss says she's happy in her family's home, but after her experience last fall, she never wants to see it again. She won't, now that the Kloss family home has been demolished. Jake Patterson shot the teenager's parents to death and kidnapped the girl October 15th. She was held and for 88 days until finally she managed to escape. The home on State Highway 8 has been empty since that day. And Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he'll meet next week with Republican leaders to talk about gun control. The meetings will come in response to the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald isn't offering much hope for quick action, saying new gun proposals will be discussed in closed caucus this fall, as they have been in the past. Governor Eager's call for a red flag law is getting a cool response from Republicans. And the DNR is investigating a spill at the Wisconsin Propance operation in Jackson County, which happened over the weekend. DNR staff members are still trying to determine what it was that spilled into the tributary of the Trempealeau River and how extensive the spill is from the sand mine near Hixton. Investigators say they haven't found any dead animals due to that spill. People living in Wisconsin are more diligent about paying off their credit card debt than other states. They still owe an average of $6,000. Only Iowa credit card users are more careful. The overuse of credit cards has resulted in a combined debt topping over $1 trillion. The highest average credit debt is being carried by residents in Alaska, approaching $11,000 per person, according to the chamberofcommerce.org. And the weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for partly cloudy skies giving way to showers and thunderstorms, and then showers and thunderstorms likely this evening, gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 52. For Thursday, sunny and breezy with a high near 72. Thursday night, clear and windy with a low 48. Friday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.